Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the best, eating a broken, eating a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad others, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Palatia, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny's up late night with the sativa Durbin poison because she wants to watch the rest of the Islander-Tampa game and the end of the Bucks-Hawks game and stay awake long enough to see them both finish in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, they're ready to drive in some kind of fashion check. It up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flats and flats and party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, but a mess is tied to tatter, but been splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shaking. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell with Mafia. Again, 844-843-6879 is the number. And it's amazing to me, it really is, that the Hawks are kicking the Bucks' ass. I mean, what is happening here, Mafia? I just do not understand. I'll tell you what, Trae Young, Ice Trae, doing it again. He is the cockiest guy in the league. He's laughing. He's laughing at the fans. He is smiling, doing still shots for the cameras. He is absolutely going off. He's got 37 points. And I don't know where this came from, because in that last game in Philly, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, but tonight he is on fire! I mean, the guy is absolutely sinking everything, and it is ugly right now. 86-78 in a timeout with a minute 50 left in the third. And the bottom line is he's got 37, including 4 threes. He's 16 of 25 from the floor. Collins has 16. Herter has 13. Nobody else doing anything other than Capella's 11 boards. And then on the other side, Giannis with 20, Holiday 23, Middleton 11. So today on the Farrell poll on Coast to Coast, everyone thought Middleton would have the best game. He sucks, 4 of 16 from the floor, 0 of 5 from 3. Portis has 11. He's been solid, 5 of 8 from the floor. But they're losing right now. 86-80. So I don't know what the hell is happening here. 86-80. So they got a bucket out of it. Anyway, they're down 6, and Trae Young is just filling it up and having a hell of a game, one of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bucks were favored by 8 today in game 1, favored by 8, and they're getting lit up. Here's the deal. It's pretty obvious now, even, you know, because I had said over and over, with their size and defense, like with Tucker defensively, he's big. Defending, and he's tough size-wise, and he matches up with anybody. He can shut down anybody. Even though he didn't stop Durant, he got in his head several times and had fights with him and everything else, roughed him up, banged him up, cut him up, chopped him up, you know, like sushi. And that's what he can do to anybody. But they have, you know, Giannis, Middleton, Lopez. Lopez has done nothing. He's got 7 points. That's not good enough. Holiday's having a big game, 10 of 18 from the floor, three threes. He's got 23, 3 and 6. And then you got Portis, who's big. He's got 11 and 8 boards. And you got Connaughton, who has 2 points. He's having a real average game in 19 minutes. But usually he's got 3 rebounds. He's usually banging the glass and doing things, and he's not doing it tonight. You'd think they had a major, massive matchup advantage over the Hawks. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 204, our satellite partners, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna? And Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. I don't know if you saw that or not, Mafia, but Young, on his last three, he literally stopped and shimmied before he shot it. Like, they left him wide open. Nobody guarded him. He's like, okay, you want to see me shoot a free throw from three? Watch this. And he shimmied with his shoulders. And, like, that is the ultimate facial. That's like saying, I'm going to dance with your date. I'm going to do whatever I want in your building. I'm gonna sleep with your wife. Did you see him shimmy?
I mean, this is the guy that's been talking smack, that's been shushing crowds, that's been doing stuff all playoffs. I mean, he's definitely feeling it. He's never lacked at confidence, that's for sure. He's been out there, you know, just trying to essentially embarrass people this whole playoffs there, this whole playoff run. Did it well with the Knicks, did it against the Sixers. We'll see if he can continue it here. I mean, he's having a hell of a game.
Yeah, Gallinari just hit a step back, Jay, beyond the elbow. 88-83, they're up 5 with under a minute left in the third. Now you get a Giannis bucket, and it's a 3-point game again. So it looks like we're going to have a great fourth quarter at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. And, of course, we haven't even started talking about the hockey game. Tampa leads it 2-1 going into the third period. And then I ask all about Memorial County Coliseum in Uniondale, New York on F. They led it 2-0. Point with his 9th goal in 9 games straight. That's crazy. And then they got another one to make it 2-0. But 2-1 Islanders down.
It has come to our attention that some of you are guilty of
superstition.
Dude, trust us. Winning after an XL pepperoni pie before every game is
just a coincidence.
Take a breath.
And maybe a diabetes test.
We're your home for the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench with you. So anyway, Cirelli had a goal. He broke in on the left wing and scored on Varlamov between the legs, 5-hole. Embarrassing. I got to tell you, you got to stop that. I know people said to me on social media that his D didn't help him. Well, his D got burned in the neutral zone when Cirelli got around him. Fair enough. I'll give you that. But the goalie has to make that stop on a guy coming in that far left on the wing with no angle. He came in with just no shot whatsoever. And then he puts it through the 5-hole. I mean, honestly, you cannot give up a 5-hole goal like that, Mafia, when you're down 1-0. Now it's 2-0. And then they get lucky and get the Eberle goal. Do you realize that when Cirelli scored, that was 12 straight goals by Tampa over the Islanders in the series in the last couple of games? Going back to game 4, they were down 3-0 in the third. They scored 2 goals. Then they scored 8 goals in game 5 in Tampa, and they scored 2 tonight, and that's 12-0 in goals before the Eberle goal. You can't tell me, Mafia, that Cirelli goal wasn't a bad goal by Varlamov. He's got to make that save.
It was definitely a bad goal, you know, and he's done a good job overall. I'm not going to say that this guy shouldn't have been playing, but I mean, it was just surprising the way they've gone to him the whole playoffs after it was Sorokin, that one, the one who brought them to the Pittsburgh series, and then they put him back on the bench. Varlamov's done, you know, good enough job, obviously, to get him here, but that was a bad goal to let up there. It's a key situation. You need, you know, to be standing on your head in this game. You really couldn't let up the first goal, let alone the second. You needed your team to get ahead. You needed to stop playing from behind every game, because that just enables this Tampa team to do whatever the hell they want. And to put them down, you know, not only one, but two, which is a terrible start.
So I can't even imagine. All right, so they're underway. They're 5 minutes into the third. So I had the Bucks game on, and I missed the first basically 4 minutes of the third. They got 15 minutes to tie this game, or their season's over, and they get the glad bags out. And I got to tell you, when it was 2-0 on the Cirelli goal, Mafia, I thought it was over. I was like, they're not losing up 2-0. Not with this goalie. Like, you talk about Carey Price being a badass. This guy, he's literally, in my opinion, you know, he's about to win the Vezina, and he's about to go for, you know, two straight Stanley Cups. I mean, you know as well as I do, if they win this game, they're in the finals again, and Vasilevskiy goes for a second straight cup. He is right now better than Carey Price. Carey Price is hot. He's on fire. There's no doubt. But I think we're going to see that anyway. I think we're going to see – my feeling is at this point you're going to see Tampa and Montreal in the finals. I don't know about you, Mafia, but we'll find out who's better. All I know is when that guy's got a 2-0 lead, you know, to me, 10 out of 10 times he's going to win.
Yeah, I'm with you, especially the way Tampa was playing at that point. They were getting the, you know, the breakouts from their zone, which is the crisp passing from, you know, the back of that to sideboard up to, you know, mid-ice, then into the zone. They were just doing such perfect rushes and breakouts from their zone that I felt like, you know, the Islanders were just in deep trouble there. That early goal was huge to give them some momentum, get the fans back into it. Then they started to put the pressure on. They started to get a couple more chances towards the end of that period. But, you know, that break, you know, at the end of the second period, I think, it couldn't come at the worst time. I feel like they had all the momentum there, and then you stop, and you got to pick it back up. It's hard to do against a team like Tampa.
So the Islanders had a couple of chances in that second period. You know, they had the 5-on-3 and then the man advantage. They rolled into each other. The 5-on-3 led to a one-man 5-on-4 power play, and they didn't get anything. They didn't get a goal. They scored the Eberle even strength on a backhander, but the Islanders were given a huge opportunity in the second and didn't capitalize on it. And then I got to tell you, I thought at the end of the period, now it was after the fact, so when the period ended in the second, I don't know if you saw it, Mafia, that gigantic scrum, but at the end of the period, right when the whistle sounded, you know, in the last 5 seconds, it would appear to me, Mayfield rammed Stamkos' head into the wall behind the goal between the glass and the board, right? He knocked his head down with a cross check and slammed his head into the, you know, the partition, the wood and the glass, like right where it meets the wood and the glass, right? And he split his nose open and he was gushing blood. I don't know if you saw that, but it led to a gigantic brawl. And nothing at all was called. No penalties, no nothing. Meanwhile, when is the last time, honestly, you saw a hockey game where a guy gets cut in the face by a guy on the other team and there's not a 2 minute? It's just automatic. 4 minutes for bleeding. It's a double minor every time. Every time. When is it not a double minor when a guy bleeds?
I think it would have been different if it happened a different way. I think just because of him. You know, he didn't hit him in the face with the stick. It was, you know, the cross checks to the back that end up with his head into the boards. They could have gotten him for cross check. They probably could have got him for boarding. They could have put him in the box for sure, you know, off that because of the way it ended up that he ends up hitting his head. And, you know, that's not what you want in the NHL. The way, you know, supposed to be protecting the players, right, and worrying about head injuries. So they probably should have put him in the box. But I guess since they didn't actually do it himself with the stick, that's why they let it go.
He cross checked him in the head from behind into the boards, into the glass, and split his head open, and he bled. And all I know is, I don't know what world you're in, but I know this. In the NHL, if you hit a guy from behind into the boards now in 2021, you are going to the penalty box. Secondly, if you cut a guy and he bleeds, I don't care if it's a cross check, a slash, a trip, an interference, an elbow. It does not matter. If you bleed, you sit. It's that simple. If there's blood, you sit. And now they're giving the Islanders a power play in the third. Well, of course they are. I mean, of course they are. They won't call it on a guy bleeding, gushing blood, but they'll call anything on the Tampa. He's already called back-to-back penalties and gave him a 5-on-3. Now he's giving him another power play in the third. And you know why? Because they want the Islanders to win to force game 7. And that's all there is to it, Mafia, and you know it.
Well, of course, they always want game 7. They always want to drag it out. They always want as much as they can from the series. It's terrible for them if you have some team smash the other one in 4 games, sweep them, you know, outscore them 4-0 every game. They want great series and to drag this out as much as they can.
So you think they score on the power play, and then are you feeling overtime?
I could feel overtime. They need a little momentum. This is a big power play for them because, you know, like we were talking about, they had momentum at the end of the second. They were putting pressure on. They had a good chance, you know, a couple of times to tie it up and just didn't get it in the net. They had that one tip, and especially with the green shot from the point that Martin got a stick on that went right to the front of the net, but the defenseman got a stick on the guy right there at the side of the net, so he couldn't put it in. So they had momentum. They had chances. I haven't had as many here in the third period after the break, so they really need some momentum here. They need to get something going, maybe a couple good shots that even if they don't score, get the fans behind them and chant it so they get that extra boost.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it is a good game. Any way you slice it, when Eberle scored, it made it a 1-goal game. And now, you know, all the pressure in the world is on the Islanders to score here on this power play because time is a commodity and time is short and the sand is going through the hourglass. And I got to tell you, the closer it gets, under 10 minutes, under 5 minutes, they're going to be grabbing the stick so tight. It's hard to score a goal when you know you're rushing, when you know you have to, when you know you're down, when you know you need to score. They start grabbing the sticks tight. And then they also, I think what I've seen in this game tonight already, I'll be honest with you, I've seen the Islanders trying to do all this fancy passing. I mean, they're just passing it, trying to make all these fancy plays. And what they really needed to do is fire pucks on Vasilevskiy and get rebounds. With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. I'm trying to figure out what the hell is happening here. Are they just cleaning the ice in the middle of the third or something? Is that what they're doing? They got like a ice cleaning thing going on. Oh, there's something going on with the ice. I'm trying to figure out, like, that's just a good block. I'm trying to figure out what the problem is here. Nah, there's nothing. I think they're just cleaning the ice, Mafia, at the midway point of the third. So anyway, because I thought there was an issue with the ice or something. There's not. They're just doing the normal scrape, the normal cleaning that they do. I got to tell you, you know, they used to have the hot ice girls shovel the ice. Do you remember those days, Mafia? It was way better. They need to bring back the hot ice skating girls, the girls with the shovels. They got to bring that back. I think they may still do it a little bit. I went to a Devils game one night and they had it, but the difference was that all the Jersey girls that do it are pregnant. They're all pregnant.
Definitely a big difference between Long Island and Jersey, and you know, then you go up to Vegas. Big difference in the ones that are doing it in Vegas.
The girls in Jersey are pregnant and they're smoking cigarettes while they clean the ice. All right, they did not score on the power play. They just had a beautiful chance with Eberle on the doorstep, and he fanned. Swing and a miss. You lose. There's 9 minutes left. Now, remember what I said. The sticks start getting real tight now when you're down a goal and you're in a elimination game and you're losing to the world champs on your home ice. Everything gets tentative. They need to score a goal now. They have no time to be passing it around and playing games. They need to shoot the puck and score. There, they just did it, and they tied it up. Mayfield shot it and scores. It ties the game at two.
And wow, what a shot.
Long Island is on fire. From Barzal, he got Mayfield in the right circle, and he went top shelf over Vasilevskiy's shoulder and burned him from the right circle. He went up top inside the right post, upstairs where Granny hides her cushy cush cush. You got a tie game now.
Somehow gets that in, man. That was a tight, tight window to squeeze that in. And half a quarter inch the other way. He's missing that. Banging off the crossbar. Sneaks it in just underneath. Coming off the bench. So I saw. See that? They lost him because he was coming off the bench. I don't know if he went back to get a new stick or somebody switched from there in the zone. But that's why they lost him. He was coming off the bench, kind of snuck in behind for the open.
There you go. I told you they got to shoot the puck. They got to quit with all this nonsense. They got to shoot it on net. And now they got a tie game. 2-2 with 8.5 minutes to go. It's really good here. One of the things I noticed in the crowd tonight at the barn was that Carver High's orange sports jacket is not an original. Mavi, I hate to break the news to you, but I saw like 100 people wearing the orange blazer tonight. I thought maybe that was an original because he used to pull that out in Vegas all the time. And whenever the Islanders are in a playoff series, he pulls out the orange blazer. But I saw so many guys wearing orange blazers at that hockey game tonight. I was very disappointed. It's not an original when everyone has one.
No. Carver High is an original, but some of his clothing choices are not. I mean, I've seen plenty of guys in the Shamrock coat for St. Patrick's Day, too. So there's a couple that he's pulled out that other people do as well.
Maybe the Bills one. It might be an original on Long Island. The only Bills fan on Long Island that wears the Bills blazer.
But
the orange blazer is not an original, and neither is the Irish Lucky Charms blazer. But maybe the Bills locally, it could be a game changer. All right, so here we go. 7:10 left, and a tie game. Who are you betting on here, Mafia, in game with a world champs against the Islanders, tied at two?
I'm going to bet Tampa's probably going to win this. I'm rooting for the Islanders to win it. I think they have momentum. They had like all the shots so far this period. I don't think Tampa even took a shot until now. But Tampa is one of the few teams that can just flip that switch and go offense out of nowhere and burn you.
The place is going crazy. By the way, Giannis won dime away from a triple-double. I think he's got 24, 11, and 9. And now a bucket from Giannis and one and the foul. 4.5 minutes left, and they're up 4, and he's going to the line to try to make it 5. So they went down. They were losing, and now they're winning. The last time we checked, I have a situation in here, Mafia. It appears that there is a mosquito, but if he comes near me, which he just did, he dies. There you go. You lose. I always, you know, I'm always looking out for things like this, you know, creepy crawlers, spiders, mosquitoes, bugs, anything of that nature. Not welcome in the Magic City Studios, Mafia. Just not welcome. It is not a presence. We don't allow ghosts. We don't allow spirits. We don't allow bugs. We don't allow fat chicks. We don't have any of it.
Yeah, it's always the one you got to worry about when you're in the basement. All the bugs that seem to find their way, those little spiders that come out of nowhere, not good.
Not in my new Ferrella Palatial Rec Room or Magic City Studios. Not going to have it. Not having it. So anyway, the end of this game. Here we go. Another power play. They're going to give this one to the Lightning. Can you imagine that they're giving the Lightning a power play with 6 minutes left in this game, and Martin is livid at the ref? Livid. By the way, Matt Martin got a cut on his lip tonight. He has a massive fat lip. I don't know if you saw that. He's got a gigantic fat lip going. He got a puck to the head right in the mouth, and his lip is the size of Nova Scotia. But I think he's going to the penalty box. Did you see
it? Likely to happen. When you play like him, that's likely to happen. Throwing his body everywhere, you know, getting feisty, ticking people off, you know, whether it's a puck or a fist, something's going to hit you during a game, and you're going to get a little fat lip, little scars, you know, chicks dig scars, right?
Did you know he's married to Boomer Esiason's daughter, and then he, of course, his son Gunnar just got married last week, and Martin couldn't go to the game because he was playing in a game, and in that game he scored a goal at the same hour that the wedding was started. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know all that. I knew he was married to Boomer's daughter. I didn't know that he scored when he wasn't able to go to the wedding.
He scored in the same hour as when Gunner's. Of course, that would make him. I can't keep track of it. So he's married to. That's his father-in-law. Would be Boomer is Martin's father-in-law. He's married to Boomer's daughter, and then Boomer's son Gunner got married to a chick, and Martin couldn't be at the wedding because he had to play in a game, and he scored in the game. And he rarely, you know, he's not a goal scorer, but he is a forward, but he doesn't score tons of goals. But he did score the night of the wedding while they were actually getting married, the exact hour that they were changing, exchanging vows. That's crazy, right? So the Bucks are up 105-98 with just 4 minutes left. And they're trying to finish this game. Oh, Collins with a follow jam. It's a 5-point Buck lead, 3:45 and counting left. I'm interested in the game. Collins having a big game, 16 points, 13 boards, 8 of 13 from the floor. So this is a great game. Middleton from three, brick. He's been bricking all night. I never understand guys that they can't hit a shot and they just keep shooting in a playoff game. Like, you're in a playoff game. I could see in a regular season game, shoot or shoot, right? Fair enough. In a playoff game, when you're as cold as ice, when you're as cold as Alaska, and you can't hit a shot, what are you shooting for? Give it up. Give it to somebody else. Or go to the hole. I got no problem with a guy that can't hit an outside shot all day. If he goes to the 10 and tries to solve his problems that way, go to the 10, get, you know, fouled, go to the line. But he has been cold all night. He shouldn't be shooting. Here's the Lightning power play now. And this is it for them. I got to tell you, though, they have a scary power play. But tonight, in the second period, they had a power play, and it was awful. It was awful. And the Islanders, dominated during the power play. And they're dominating right now, giving them problems. They can't even get the puck into the zone. Finally, Palat gets it in the zone. But the Islanders are going to knock it out again. The Tampa, one of the things I've noticed tonight is the Lightning's power play has been abysmal because of the Islanders' defense. It's giving them fits. They've stolen the puck now in the power play, and the Islanders they've just controlled the puck. The Lightning can't even get the puck into the neutral zone, into the Islanders' end. They can't even get it in. That's how bad this power play is. They're not going to score jack with a power play this ugly. The Islanders are all over the ice, just swarming. You'd think they had eight guys on the ice. Here's a chance, though. Look out, Hedman. Over to Palat. Usually Kucherov's over there, but he's out. He got injured in this game. So Hedman's working with Palat on the right circle, and Stamkos on the left. We'll come back on the bench.
Winning isn't a mystery. It's remaking the odds in your favor by developing a strategy through deftly applied expert information and insights. Where do you get this information?
Right here.
Well, duh. Get the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All All right, so Saturday night you got a huge card in Atlanta, yay, at the State Farm Arena where the Hawks play. It's otherwise known as the Hub. You got a Showtime pay-per-view, great fight between Gervonta Tank Davis, who's an absolute badass, 24-0, 23 knockouts, knocked out Leo Santa Cruz, a four-division champ, beat his ass, knocked him out cold, taking on Mario Barrios. Your boy is LS Take, 26-0, 17 knockouts. He won the title in 2019 with a knockdown in the 12th round against Akhmedevov and ended up winning the crown then. He is the, of course, champ going into this fight. He's fighting for his belt, going up to his third weight class to take the WBA super lightweight belt from Barrios. Tank Davis means business, knocks out everybody. Of all of his fights, you got 24 fights, 23 knockouts. That's crazy. I mean, he's a Mayweather fighter. He's no joke. He lights everyone up. I can't wait to see if Barrios can take it. Showtime, 96 Pacific. Call your cable operator to order the fight on pay-per-view or go to showtime.com. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster if you want to go to the fight at the State Farm in Atlanta. It'll be rocking in Atlanta on Saturday night. All right, a minute 16 left in the third, and it's still 2-2, Tampa and the Islanders. So at the very least, Mafia, the Islanders have a shot, obviously, to win this game here in the last minute or in overtime. And I guess at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for. And if they give up a goal, A, the series is over, and B, the Coliseum is over. It's it would be the last goal scored in the Coliseum because it's the last game, unless they make the Stanley Cup Finals. So they'd have to win Game 7 in Tampa, and then they would play in the finals and have home games. And I don't even know, but I think if the Islanders were to win Game 7, if they have Game 7, and then Montreal were to win, I think the Islanders would have home ice, wouldn't they, Mafia? I think they have a better record.
Yeah, they absolutely they were the number. Montreal's barely into the playoffs, so the Islanders would have the home ice.
Islanders would have the home ice, so they'd have four home games in the Stanley Cup Finals. Well, we'll see. They have to, obviously, score a goal to win the game. The next goal will win this game. It'll either be the Islanders forcing a seventh game or the Lightning turning the lights off in the Coliseum and ending it and going back to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second straight year. And you got to remember, when they did it, and they'll go to overtime now, they're at the end of regulation. When they won it in the bubble, everybody said all year, you know it's true, everybody said they couldn't go and do it again because it took the life out of them, that they, played too much hockey. It went too deep, because it was in the summer, and they played, what was it, Mafia, till like August or September, right? And then they started up again a month later in October, right? Or November. They started right up in like, did they start in January?
Yeah, the hockey started in January. They might have went to like, I think they went to like September, October. Might have been into October, and then they finally got going in January.
Right, because it started in like what, July or August, and it went to October. Right, you can look it up.
And September 30th was the last game of last season.
Okay, September 30th was the last game, and then they started January 1 or something like that.
I think it was like the 13th of January, like 2 weeks in.
Most people said that they couldn't go back-to-back because they played too much hockey too late, too long, too late, and that it would catch up with them and that they would never be able to play that much hockey again and go through the regular season and then start up another two-month run to try to win 16 games and go back-to-back. Everyone said it couldn't be done. I mean, it's true. Everybody said there's no way they're winning back-to-back, that Tampa won't be there. And they are right there. They are right there. If they win tonight, they're there. If they lose tonight, they still can win Game 7 at home and go back to the Stanley Cup Finals, which at the end of the day, when you think about it, is very impressive. It really is impressive that they have been and still are, in my opinion, the best team in hockey. I mean, they are. You know, I know a lot of people are trying to sell the what's that? Oh, all right. So Mavi's telling me it's a one-point game in the Bucks as I'm talking about the hockey. So here's the deal. And now I think Atlanta just took the lead. Yeah, Atlanta's up 3 with 12 seconds left. The Bucks are about to lose game one. The Bucks are about to choke and lose game one.
They get the shot. The Bucks have the shot. They kick it out to Connaughton for a 3-pointer when they're down 1. They drive the baseline, kick it out to Connaughton, and he airballs it.
Is that what he did?
That's what happened. And then they set up Atlanta getting it.
Well, how about this? How do you – you're down 3 and you pass it into Giannis under the basket. You're down 3. What the hell is that going to do? He's going to get what, fouled? And then go to the line, and they're still going to be down 1 with 5 seconds left. This game's over. How do they win this game? 5 minutes ago, they were up 5, and now they're losing by 3. It's amazing. You know, it is truly unbelievable that the Atlanta Hawks are messing with the Bucks, and they're about to beat them, because I never thought for 1 minute they could handle the size of the Bucks, that it was just going to be total domination in this series. With the Bucks are so much bigger, so much deeper, and Atlanta just uses the same guys, the same rotation. They don't have any major size. I don't consider Gallinari a big, because he doesn't play like one. He does, he can shoot, but he's, you know, he's big, but he's a shooter. He's not a banger. He's not a scorer in low. He's not a post up guy. He's a kind of a wing shooter, a 3 shooter, right? And then you've got Lopez and Middleton and Giannis and Portis. It just never ends, their size and dominance. And their defense with Holiday and Tucker. And Atlanta still went in there in game one and gave them problems. They still went in there and messed with them. So anyway, they're down 1 now. He made both free throws. A miracle. He made both free throws. The guy sucks at the free throw line as far as I'm concerned, but he made both of them. It's 114-113 with 5 seconds left. They're going to have to foul immediately and hope that the Hawks miss, you know, a free throw. Or if they hit both, they'll go up 3, and they'll have to hit a 3 with about, you know, 3.5, 4 seconds left, because there's 5 seconds left now. They got to foul them instantaneously and have a shot at getting the ball back with, you know, 4 seconds left and get a shot off. One thing they do have going for them is they have a timeout left, so they can call that timeout and go from half court. They don't have to go from under the basket. Now, going back to the Lightning thing really quick, the fact that nobody thought they could do it, and the fact that if they win tonight, they will do it. If they win game 7 at home, they will do it. They'll go back to the finals. And people talk about Vegas and Colorado being better than Tampa, and there is no way I believe that Montreal is better than Tampa. I will say this, Montreal is playing fantastic hockey right now. They're on fire, and they are beating everyone in their path, and they might very well beat Tampa. Who knows? The way Carey Price is playing, they can beat anybody. I think they have kicked Vegas's ass in this series so far. I do not see them losing both of those games in Montreal and in Vegas. I really don't. They have struggled too much to score against Carey Price, in my opinion, to win. They just can't score goals. So, bottom line is, you know, the 4-1 last night. I mean, the Canadians are killing them. And I think they're going to beat them in game 6. And then they're hot, so they could beat Tampa. But you know Tampa's going to be favored over them, just like Tampa was favored over the Islanders and just like Vegas was favored over Montreal. You know Tampa's going to be favored over Montreal if – Montreal wins it tomorrow night, and if Tampa wins it tonight or in game 7. So it is crazy. So Young got fouled. He's going to shoot a second free throw. He made the first already. They're up to 2. He makes this one. It'll be 116-113. There's 4.6 left. They're going to call a timeout. He made the free throw. They're down 3. So there's your timeout. Now they have to draw up a play and hit a 3. Otherwise, it's lights out. And here's a tip for them. Here's an idea. Don't let Connaughton shoot the three. You're just an idea I had. Didn't he? You just told me he shot an air ball on a three, right?
He did when they were down one.
He's the last guy that should be shooting the three.
He was wide open.
In my opinion.
Wilson drove the baseline, you had the defender collapse on him, wide open out there, and airmailed it.
Well, let's take a look and see, at the very least, who in their right mind should shoot that three. They're going to draw up a play, and the only guy that's hit threes tonight in this game is Holiday. He's hit 5 of 12 from three. He's got 33 points. It's pretty simple. Connaughton's 0-4. He cannot shoot it. Forbes is 1 of 3. He's an option. Portis is 1 of 2. I don't even think he's in the lineup right now. And then I would go Tucker. He's done nothing. 35 minutes, 4 points, no threes. Giannis, over 2 from 3. Middleton, 0 of 8 from 3. Lopez, 1 of 4 from 3. I'll tell you what, it's pretty simple to me. I'm either going to let Forbes, Lopez, or Holiday shoot it, with Holiday being the preferred choice. They got Forbes out there. They got Lopez out there. And they definitely have – no, they have Connaughton out there. They don't even have Lopez on the floor. So, it's Forbes or Holiday. And they can't even get the ball to Holiday. Middleton shoots it, brick. Game over. Atlanta wins it. I mean, what are you doing? The guy that's 0 for 8 in the game shoots the 3. Shot another brick. 0 for 9. Middleton, 0 for 9. How embarrassing. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. What kind of stupid-ass play was that Budenholzer drew up? How do you not give the ball? And I'll tell you what's even worse is that Middleton had the ball and Holiday was wide open in the corner. Wide open. He was wide open and he hit 5 threes in the game. How do you not give him the ball? How do you not give the hottest guy the ball? Explain that to me, Mafia. 0-9 now, this guy Middleton from 3 tonight. Why would you let him shoot it? And with a guy in his face.
Selfishness, because you think you're the man and you should be able to hit this. This is your time. He's so inconsistent. Again, like, this guy has incredible games and then disappears in the playoffs. That's why they've struggled the last couple of years, because he can't consistently be good. Like, you talked about how well PG-13 played with the Clippers. Even when Kawhi was in there, he was getting 20-plus points a game. Still, Middleton, again, like, will just be a hero and then be a ghost.
Young had 48 points, 7 boards, and 11 dimes. 48 points for Young. Ice Trey with a playoff career high. He went off. I mean, it's just unbelievable. no one can guard him, and they let this guy shimmy and shoot threes. It's a joke. I mean, I cannot believe what I just saw tonight, the Bucks. Like, even Young's laughing at him, shimmying on him. It's embarrassing. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, Pharrell on the Bench. And you can check out PharrellOnTheBench.com every day for all my snags, a.k.a. picks. San Diego up on the Dodgers 2-0 in the top of the third at Petco. Another sellout in San Diego. What a week of crowds they've had for this Dodger series. I mean, absolutely every seat in the house is cooked, and they are just rocking and making money hand over fist down there in SoCali with the Padres. But the thing that I'm noticing more importantly than anything else is that the Padres keep beating them. I mean, Musgrove's pitching tonight with a 2-0 lead. It's early. It's in the third, but they're winning again. They've won the first two. They're going for the sweep. I'm pretty sure that tomorrow, that series is over tonight. Yeah, it is, because the Dodgers go home to play the Cubs tomorrow night at Chavez Ravine, and the Padres are off So tonight's the final game of that series, and they're about, you know, up 2-0 trying to go for the sweep tonight. That's crazy. And they're getting it done again in front of their fans. It's been a hell of a series for the Padres, and they obviously needed this desperately. Musgrove gets out of the third, strikes out Taylor, and all I know is they're getting it done. Machado with another home run tonight. Cronenworth with a home run. Both of those in the first inning. Cronenworth first, and then Machado second. Cronenworth to right field, Machado to left, and Machado's was a bomb, 423 feet.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.